According to a press release by the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association, Park City's Sarah Hendrickson has made her return to ski jumping. 5 months after sustaining a knee injury during a training jump in Oberstdorf, Germany, then surgery to reconstruct her ACL and repair the MCL and meniscus, followed by a painful rehab, Hendrickson can say she's back in the running for an Olympic spot. In a December interview with KPCW, coach Alan Alborn said Hendrickson had to jump by January 19th to be considered for a spot on the Sochi team. The press release says that Hendrickson has been jumping at the Utah Olympic Park on the 90-meter hill under the direction of Alborn and the U.S. ski team medical staff. Hendrickson's August 29th surgery has kept her busy here at home in Park City, rehabbing 6 to 8 hours a day with team physical therapists at the U.S. Ski Team Center of Excellence. Her teammates have been traveling to World Cup competition as they also vie for Olympic spots. Hendrickson said of her return, the feeling of that first jump back was one of the best sensations in the entire world. On the second jump, she said she let go of the bar and felt completely comfortable. All her nerves simply disappeared. She said her knee feels very good considering the situation. Alborn said that Sarah has done an outstanding job of taking baby steps every day. She has exceeded everyone's expectations and continues to do so. The USSA will announce the first ever women's Olympic ski jumping team on Wednesday at 1 p.m. in a press conference at the Utah Olympic Park. Jessica Jerome has already been named to the team. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.